Hey everybody, welcome back to Moscow. Welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm kind of squeezing this in on top of the day job, yeah? I'm in the middle of Red Square, right bang in the middle. My friends, Mr. Putin and Mr. Xi, are joining the party, as are more than 11,000 soldiers, hundreds of tanks, lots of aircraft, and we're going to be here to give you a little glimpse of the show.
Слушайте и смотрите Красную площадь. Парад Победы!
Днем Великой Победы! Ура!
What's most strange about it is that I can't see a single microwave, washing machine, or air fryer in sight. Maybe the Russians aren't running out after all. Mm-hmm.
Russia's financial sector is on life support. We have cut off 3/4 of Russia's banking sector from international markets. Nearly 1,000 international companies have left the country. The production of cars fell by 75% compared to last year. Aeroflot is grounding planes because there are no more spare parts. The Russian military is taking chips from dishwashers and refrigerators to fix their military hardware because there are no semiconductors anymore. Russia's industry is in tatters.
The 2% we are now is absolutely not enough. When you look what Russia is producing now in 3 months, it's what the whole of NATO is producing from Los Angeles up to Ankara in a full year.
But let's not forget what this is all about, guys. This is all about a certain group of people, the Deutschlanders, yeah? They wanted to roll over the border in 1941, but they didn't just want to go to war with the Russians. They wanted to wipe them out.
Sie greifen einen Flugplatz an. Ein zusammengeschossener bolschewistischer Lastkraftwagen. Die Besatzung wird gefangen genommen. Wieder versucht ein Panzer durchzubrechen. Auch sein Schicksal ist schnell besiegelt.
They did their very best, rolling through the villages and cities and towns, Belarus, Ukraine. Yeah, uncomfortable truth, Mr. Zelensky. A lot of Ukrainians died fighting the Nazis, including your grandfather. I wonder how he'd feel today. So this is a very important day. Guess what? They're so mad about freedom and democracy in Europe that they basically banned anybody even wearing this ribbon, the George's ribbon, which commemorates the great victory over Nazism. So these are the Germans forbidding people celebrating the victory over Germans. Yeah, it kind of makes sense, but they were Nazis after all. But on top of that, anyone who did want to come here, like Mr. Vucic, the Serbian president, or Robert Fico from Slovakia, they were actually threatened. They were told that they couldn't even fly through Estonia's airspace. What's Estonia going to do? Shoot them down with a slingshot or a catapult? Just shows you they still mean business. They haven't gone away, you know.
Hello, the Crono Trigovic, Crkva Svetog Vasilija Blaženog. Dugo, više od 4 godine nisam bio u Moskvi. Putovao sam danas, čini mi se duže, kako to reče moj prijatelj Mila Knežević, nego što su svoje vremeno Churchill, Roosevelt i Stalin putovali do Jalte. Ali takva su vremena u svetu. Ja sam ponosan na činjenicu što Srbija samostalno i nezavisno donosi svoje odluke. Ponosan na antifašističku borbu srpskog naroda u celini i građana Srbije. I to nikada ne smemo da zaboravimo i nikada ne smemo da dopustimo reviziju te istorije. Također imamo mnogo interesa ovde, mnogo toga što moramo da uradimo za građane Srbije. A želim, pre svega, znajući da u Srbiji šta god uradio, uvek sam kriv. Da nisam došao, rekli bi da sam izdao Srbiju. Kada dođem, reći će da smo napustili evropski put. I ništa od toga nije tačno. Ali onom ljudima koji su uvijek pokazivali ljubav, koji su verni svojoj otačbini i koji pokazuju poštovanje prema mom radu, koji ću kažem jedno veliko hvala. I ovde u Moskvi, kao na svakom drugom mestu u svetu, borit ću se za našu Srbiju. Živjela Srbija.
It's not just world leaders have come from countries across the world to witness this incredible event, 80 years since the Soviet people, remember, 15 Soviet republics, 27 million people died in this conflict, over 13 million soldiers, destroying the vast majority of the Wehrmacht's fighting power. It was the Russians. The Russians made up 60% of the Soviets. So guess what, Mr. Trump, you might want to rethink and get the old history book out.
And I'm pleased to announce that I've just signed a proclamation officially designating tomorrow, May 8th, as a victory day for World War II, commemorating the 80th anniversary of America's victory in the Second World War. All over the globe, our World War II allies are celebrating this week, but the United States has never joined in with the proper celebration of our own, and the victory was mostly accomplished because of us. Whether you like it or not, we came into that war and we won that war, and we had a lot of help from a lot of great people, a lot of great allies. But I think there would be nobody that would say that we were not the dominant force in that war.
But it's not just soldiers, it's not just leaders, it's not just politicians that are celebrating here today, it's ordinary people. It's the ordinary people of the Soviet Union who sacrificed most, leaving the towns, the villages, the factories, many, many never to return. So it's an important day for ordinary people and the great-grandkids and the grandkids of those heroes that fought to defend the world from Nazism are here today. And there's some very special visitors here today. Vietnam.
Открывают прохождение курсанты первого училища сухопутных войск Вьетнамской народной армии. Командует парадным расчетом подполковник Пам Хак Жан.
Egypt.
Арабской республики Египет. Возглавляет строй полковник Махмуд Аль-Тарсави.
Many other places, but everyone's going to have their eye on the Chinese. I saw them practicing the other day here. It was really remarkable. These boys are looking sharp. And they've made their way, across the ocean, across the seas. No, not actually, across the border up north. Thank you. From Russia and China, as we know, getting closer and closer, good mates, good friends, huge economic ties, energy ties, military cooperation. And that military cooperation is going to be demonstrated here on Red Square today when the Chinese army, the People's Army, or the People's Republic of China, are going to be here. They're looking pretty sharp. And the Russian boys aren't going to get outdone either. Hurrah. We know that Europe, history itself has been erased. Suddenly it was the Americans, the French, and the British actually won the war against the Nazis. Next thing, the Germans will be telling us that they won the war against the Nazis themselves. Yeah, that's probably what's coming up, Mr. von der Leyen. But guess what? It's about reality. And now, thanks to AI, we can marry the words of what people said back then, like Roosevelt and Churchill, and their photographs, their images, and create incredible, credible information. It's like reaching back in time. Let's have a listen to what they had to say. It doesn't really match with the EU's current propaganda blitz.
No two militaries are more intertwined than ours. No two countries have done more together
to keep people safe. And in a few weeks, we mark VE Day, the 80th anniversary of victory in Europe. Britain and America fought side by side to make that happen.
I shall take the occasion to repeat tomorrow in the House of Commons what I've said before. That it is the Russian army that tore the guts out of the German military machine and is at the present moment holding by far the larger portion of the enemy on its front.
So that's the end of our special today from Moscow. Of course, it's not your usual Moscow mules, not so many laughs, because there's nothing really funny about what happened here in Russia and across the Soviet Union. The sacrifice from every village, every town, as I say, it's granular. This is a living history here in Russia. Most of the men and women marching here today have relatives, family stories to tell about that terrible time when this great, massive grey army rolled over the borders of the Soviet Union and wiped out villages and towns, committed terrible atrocities against women, children. It really is a brutal history, but it's a history that lives on here in Russia. It's a very, very proud day for the people of Russia. And it's probably more important now to remember the truth and reality about what happened in the Second World War and who made the biggest sacrifice to defeat the Nazis. It's probably more important today than it's ever been. See you next week.
Я желаю, чтобы всегда отмечали победу, господин президент.
Спасибо. Хорошо, покажите. Thank you.